Once again, this is Sunday in the Country on Robin Hood Radio, and this is the time where we sit and chat with Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com. It is sports-related information on fundraising and events that are tied to those fundraising events in and around our tri-state region, SportingACause.com. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Willie Hallahan. Willie, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall. Great to talk to you, as always.
So first things first, before we get to Sporting a Cause and what's coming up there, have to ask you about the madhouse called the swap and sale for Swassa that happened this past weekend.
Yeah, it was a madhouse in the best sense of the phrase. As we do every December, the first Saturday in December, we have the Salisbury Water Sports Association Ski Swap and Sale. It's an event where people can bring in their used sports equipment, skis, skates, anything winter sports related, put a price on it and try to sell it. And then on the event day on Saturday, the whole world seems to come in looking for bargains, both new equipment and used. And we knew yesterday morning was going to be busy because there were 35 people lined up waiting for the door to open, and it just continued from there. We sold like $14,000 worth of equipment. Not that Swassa gets all of that by a long shot. We get a percentage of this and some of that. And people who brought their equipment in say they brought a pair of skis and put $100 price tag on it. If they sold, they got the $100. We didn't take anything of that. That's the service part of what we provide. So, you know, there are a lot of winners in an event like that. People get to unload the equipment they don't need. People get to buy stuff that they need at a very good price, and it's all good. People are in a cheery mood. The weather was great. The sun came out. People weren't sure what they were seeing, but
that's right.
You know, it was a great day to move around and go to things like that. So, you know, the stars aligned, as it often doesn't happen, but they did yesterday, and we're grateful for all the people who came, all the people who support us, and it was a great time. We're very pleased.
And now that you clean up from that, you have really your first major thing where you're going to have your ski jumping camps for kids coming up. That comes up at the end of December.
That's right. Yeah, it's the Friday and Saturday at the end of the vacation week. After Christmas, it's the Friday and Saturday, the 28th and 29th of December. It's a two-day jump camp where the youngsters come and if they want and learn how to ski jump. It's interesting because ski jumping is a quirky sport. Let's be honest. It's not something that every child wants to do. not every child is engaged by a sport where you leave the ground. You know, we like to say. where you might get 200 kids at a soccer clinic or a baseball clinic, if we'll get 30 or 40 for ski jumping, just because not everybody wants to do it. But that's a huge number in the ski jumping world. And for 2 days, we have three. They don't go off the big hill. You know, if parents are wondering about that, we have three jumps: the 20 meter, which is the learning hill; a 30 meter when they get more proficient. And then, of course, the 70-meter is our big hill. But we accept children from 6 and 7 years old on up. And we have a lot of information on jumpfest.org. Ariel Picton is our coach. She's a ski jumper herself. She's jumped for Swassa. She's like a Pied Piper for children. They love her. She loves them. And she's a great teacher. And teaching is a long time tradition in Swassa from the very beginnings back in the 1920s. The best jumpers in the world actually jumped there, but they were also great teachers, and that tradition has continued on down to include Ariel today. So, if your child is looking for something different to do, if they're skiers and are looking to try to expand their horizons in the winter sports world, they might try ski jumping. It's the 28th and 29th of December. You can find information. I think Ariel's contact information is on our website, jumpfest.org. And and hope to see you there.
What's good about Swassa is that I've seen over the past 5 to 6 years, of course, when you rebuilt the major jump, that was a big commitment. But you also have upgraded and maintained the smaller jumps and improved them. You've had lighting over the smaller jumps as well. And your ability to make snow and to spread the snow over the past 2 or 3 years has also improved. I mean, you guys really are doing a total improvement of the whole site.
We are. Thank you for bringing that up. Our improvements never stop. We're always doing some of the improvements we make are not that visible. But in the last few years, of course, it started with the fundraising effort to rebuild our tower. The old wooden tower had gotten rickety, and it needed to be replaced. But the impetus back in 2010 to build a new one was that we needed to upgrade our tower to conform to new training and jumping profiles that were in place around the country and the world. And we were offered the ability to host the Junior Nationals for the first time if we did just that, if we built the new tower. It included grading. It was an $800,000 commitment. And thanks to the people in Salisbury and the surrounding area, we raised it. And a lot of it was, there were some major gifts, of course, but a lot of them were $25, $10 donations, and we were moved and certainly gratified by that. Since then, as you said, we've added lights to the junior hill so that in the wintertime, the kids can get out of school and come and jump, so they're not jumping in the dark. I mean, it's February, January and February, it's still dark early, and so we've lighted the two smaller hills. We purchased a used but new to us snowcat for moving snow around. The old one could only move snow partway up the landing hill, and then the remainder of the hill, the steepest part, required manpower, man and woman power to groom the hill. This one allows us to go the whole top to bottom with the snowcat, our new snowcat, and then it's just some raking that is done by volunteers. That's a big deal for us. It's a huge, huge deal because, and also we're doing in the midst of some construction, which we have to, we're doing on Sunday mornings, but only as weather permits. We're doing some construction on the in run, the ramp that the skiers come down, to lessen the amount of snow that we have to put on it. When we call it snowing the in run, that's the night that we before Jump Fest where we apply the snow to that ramp. And it takes 24 men 6 hours to do. And with this new construction, we're basically constricting the area that we have to apply the snow, and it'll cut down on manpower and hours. Everything is geared these days towards trying to accommodate fewer volunteers and to help out those of us who are no longer young to take the burden off of us. So that's another thing we're doing. And then thirdly, we're working on a plan to make our junior jump, the beginner jump, that 20-meter, a year-round facility so the kids can train year-round, not just in the snowy months, which are basically 2 months, really, that you can rely on snow. That'll allow us to compete, our junior jumpers compete against the jumpers in Lake Placid, for example, where they have year-round jumping. So we're, you know, and then the next step after that will be to rebuild the 30-meter tower, which is in need of it. So there's always stuff to do, and we use our money very wisely. You know, when we, the people who donate to us, we're blessed with very loyal friends and donors, and we pinch pennies like you wouldn't believe. Any work that we can do ourselves, we do to save money, and all with the eye towards improving our facilities, creating a better experience for our jumpers, and also to give the scholarships for the downhill programs at area grammar schools. We spend a lot on that too, and we're glad to do. Anyway, yeah, we're doing a lot, and thank you for asking about that.
All right. Well, that was our first report. That was the SWASA report. Now we'll get on to the Sporting a Cause report, because the Bonspiel this past weekend in Norfolk, actually, has been going on for several days. It's always a pretty cool event, and people can go there and watch for free.
Norfolk Curling Club of Norfolk, Connecticut, has a state-of-the-art facility. They rebuilt it after they had a fire. It's a beautiful building. Where people can go and watch the very best curling in the area. It's free. It's a fundraiser, but the money is raised by the teams that enter the event. They have 20 teams. They pay the entry fee, and that's where they make their money. To come and watch is free, and I encourage anybody who has some time, they look at it, go up to the Norfolk Curling Club and watch something live that very few people get to do. I liken curling to ski jumping in that they're both quirky winter sports. They're both kind of on the fringe of people's consciousness, because in the media, things like hockey and skiing and basketball dominate the winter scene, but there are these very cool events that are going on within easy driving distance. We get a 70-meter hill in Salisbury in this curling club in Norfolk, and like I say, the facility at the curling club is great. They have a bar and restaurant. What could be better than having a winter cocktail and watching a curling tournament? And there are people around sitting there watching the action who know the sport very well. Curlers are very avid supporters and promoters of their sport. And you watch something and say, what the heck just happened? There'll be somebody there to say, well, this happened because of this and this and this. And just a great atmosphere, and I couldn't recommend it more. That's going on today, but if you can't go today, there are going to be two other Bonspiels held in Norfolk before the winter's over, and I'll talk about those in future broadcasts.
All right, any other these fundraising events coming up in our area?
Yep. Next weekend, there's the Santa Made Me Do It 5K. It's a winter, a Christmas kind of themed running race where holiday costumes are encouraged. That's down in Bethlehem, Connecticut, appropriately. The week after that, there's a Jingle Bell Fun Run up in Pittsfield. That's sponsored by the Berkshire Running Center. It's a store that sells equipment, but they're also very much involved in organizing fundraisers. And after that, there's the Norfolk Pub 10-Mile Road Race in Norfolk. So although the events are slowing down a little bit in number, there still are events going on, and as I said last weekend, as the seasons change, the nature of the events do, but I'll be promoting school-related fundraisers like basketball, alumni games, and things like that are raising money for school sports programs.
All right, Willie, thanks for checking in with us again today, and rest up and relax those muscles.
Yeah, will do, Marshall. Thanks, as always, for having me on.